From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Pentagon says elite U.S. commandos killed a leader of the self-proclaimed Islamic State militant group in Syria, Abu Sayyaf, capturing his wife. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
I'm told this was undertaken by soldiers from the Army's Delta Force. That's a special operations organization, very secretive, and it's akin to the Navy SEAL Team 6, which killed bin Laden. And I'm told that several Chinook helicopters, Black Hawk helicopters, were used in this operation that launched into the town of Al-Amr in eastern Syria.
NPR's Tom Bowman reporting. Sayyaf ran the lucrative oil operation for ISIS. No U.S. forces were injured or killed during the operation. Turkey's defense minister says the Air Force shot down a Syrian helicopter after it violated Turkish airspace. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that Syrian state TV says it was a surveillance drone that went down.
Defense Minister İsmet Yılmaz says the Syrian helicopter was taken down by a Turkish F-16 after it crossed into Turkish airspace in Hatay province near the town of Reyhanlı. Yılmaz congratulated the military for, in his words, showing the Syrian military the necessary reaction. Syrian state TV is reporting a different version of events, saying an unmanned surveillance drone was shot down near the border with Turkey. The two countries have both had aircraft shot down by the other during the four-year conflict in Syria. Turkey has long advocated a humanitarian safe corridor along its more than 500-mile land border with Syria, but the idea has received a cool reception in Washington. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Iowa Republicans are hearing from close to a dozen declared and potential presidential candidates at a big fundraising dinner in Des Moines today. NPR's Don Gagne has more.
There still haven't been debates, and the number of formal candidates on the GOP side is still just six. But don't tell Iowans that the race to the 2016 caucuses is starting slowly. Those appearing in Des Moines include Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, Rick Perry, and Rand Paul, and the winner of the Iowa caucuses in 2012, Rick Santorum. The event comes at the end of a bumpy week for Bush, who over several days gave various answers as to whether he'd have done the same as his brother, President George W. Bush, and launched the war in Iraq. Now he says no, he would not have, but adds that his brother didn't have the benefit of hindsight. Don Gagne, NPR News, Dubuque.
In the driving rain at Pimlico Racecourse in Maryland today.
American Pharoah is all by himself. He is 5 lengths in front as they come to the wire.
That's NBC's Larry Kalmus calling the race. American Pharoah won the 140th running of the Preakness by 7 lengths, keeping alive his bid to win the Triple Crown. The Kentucky Derby winner, the heavy favorite in this race, broke fast on a sloppy track as thunder roared in the background, winning easily. Tale of Verve finished second. This is NPR News. Environmental groups are calling Canada's pledge to reduce greenhouse gas emissions weak. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, Ottawa said it would cut emissions by 30% below 2005 levels within 15 years.
The environment minister calls the target fair and ambitious. Regulations would focus on three sectors: methane from the oil and gas sector, natural gas-fired electricity generation, and chemicals and nitrogen fertilizers. But critics say they're not convinced Ottawa will deliver on its new pledge. Some say the government has no intention of meeting its targets since they're not even halfway to meeting the last targets. The group Environmental Defense says Canada will be attending the Paris Climate Summit in December with the weakest commitment. It also says Ottawa failed to announce any regulations for the Alberta oil sands, and without those, making any progress in Canada is virtually impossible. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Protesters angry about Shell's oil plans to drill in the Arctic are out in kayaks, paddleboats, and canoes in Seattle's Elliott Bay. That after the arrival of Shell's 370-foot-tall oil rig. The day-long paddle in Seattle event is a family-oriented day. Attendees are saying they're trying to convince Shell it should cancel its plans to drill in the Arctic Ocean. The gathering is hosted by a coalition of groups who say the drilling will hurt those who live off the land. The Midwest could be in for another round of storms and rain today. Heavy rain. The National Weather Service says parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Texas are under the threat of large hail and the possibility of tornadoes. Tornado watches are already up in four states. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.